Well, in this, audio readings or comments, I like to transfer to you some kind of thought we must, we can realize that's happening in the world today. That's only a vision of very clear what's happening if you have some very main informations. Well, first of all, it's very easy to understand what's happening between Russia and USA or European Union or the Chinese Russia axis against the European Union and USA and the TPP. All this struggle with Syria in the middle of everything and the target of all the planet is false. It's false. It's false. Why? Because Russia is not the hero of the world. Putin is not the hero of the world, as Obama is not the hero of the world. No government is the hero of the world. And if you want to know more deeply into reality, you can remember who was visiting Obama this September. It was the Pope Francis I. Before, he was in Cuba with Castro. Did you see anything about this visit? Yeah. The Pope is the emperor of the Illuminati in all around the world. Not only at the USA or European Union, but in Russia too. The Vatican is the set main program or the principle or the mindset program of this net that is called Illuminati or the New World Order. So, Russia is not against the USA, it's not against the European Union. They are very friends, they are very companions, they are comrades. But this behind our looks, this is true. But they are building, they are making up and setting up a reality in front of our eyes that seems that they are enemies. Well, you build two blocks. Between Russia and USA as in the Cold War in the 80s, I remember very well this time. And they want to copy the same structure that the 80s, the same economic structure, two blocks in the world, the BRICS doesn't exist, or it's very funny because they think that we are stupid, so the people of the world are stupid, and we are going to be again in the 80s, when you were only in your work, you were in your job, worried only in your job, to arrive to your house, to watch TV, and to sleep. This is the world of the 80s. They want to come back to this 2050. Well, it makes me laugh, It's not serious. Which is the reality. The real enemy of USA, of the Vatican, of the Pope, and of the Russia are not other countries or Russia or USA with them. The real enemy is the resistance movement. The real Iron Curtain is not between Russia and USA with Europe in between them. No. The real enemy, not only the fascist, the electronic fascist on Europe, or the USA, or the Russia, is the resistance movement. So they are how I thought in September when many apocalyptical news were all around YouTube, and I was very worried about this, but I knew that it would happen anything. But they spread this information to make a false flag, to simulate other operations. These operations, the center is the Pope, the Vatican, and the two sides are Russia and USA. The Pope doesn't appear between Orban and Putin, but he is the messenger. He is not the messenger because there will be a war, or the Third World War. He is the messenger because he is the cap. He's the boss. The headmaster of the Illuminati in the world. There are two things. First, he's Jesuit. Jesuit is the 13th Jesuit, black Jesuit, is one of the most powerful secret societies all around the world, with Masons and with Skull and Bones and other. And the Rothschild are with the with the German bankers. They are ruling Europe since the 15th century. But the bloodlines of these German bankers are in the Roman Empire, the sacred Germanic Roman Empire, and before the Roman Empire, the patristic lineages from the 13th Rome families in Rome. The Vatican is in Rome. So the Pope Francis I has in his head the two sides of the reptilian matrix. One thing that I must say is that I don't agree with Jamie Dyke when he says that all snakes, symbols, or the symbolic symbols of the snake are illuminated. I do not agree because many spiritualistic and powerful schools in the world has the snake because it's the Kundalini. Kundalini is not reptilian. The Kundalini is from Gaia source. It's from Ain Sophia, the mother of everything, the mother of the mother of the mother galaxy, who sent the Gnostics to hunt the Archons, to hunt the reptilian Archons. So they are the enemies of the reptilians. The snakes are the enemies of the reptilians. But of course, Russia is part of the Illuminati. Of course, they are not the heroes of the world. Okay? And we must be very careful with this. But I send you one other question. Why we are returning to Taoism? Like a new postmodernism Taoism. Thank you very much to listening to me. The rest is no zone.